Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at Manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Are we on? Do I need to play another? Because I got another one, bitch.
Oh, no. We're live.
We're live. Hello, everybody. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Uncensored Show, where we can run a little looser. Unfortunately, time is a little bit of an issue today. I have to go to the dentist, and Blitz said he didn't want to continue without me because he's jet-lagged. Anna's jet-lagged.
Yep.
Lummy's kid-lagged. Mm-hmm. And I'm life-lagged. So
tooth,
there you go.
Tooth-lagged.
I'm tooth-lagged. I got a... what they do is they, I think Blitz, they take my cracked tooth and I think whittle it down to a nub and then put like a temporary crown on it. Yes, Anna, we're going to get
oh,
your
sorry.
Package. Jesus.
Wait, hold on. You don't have a temporary now?
No, I have a cracked rear molar.
Oh, okay. I thought that they did that and put the temporary on already.
No.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Going, today's the sucky part where they got to go and take the tooth, crack it.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just putting your final crown on today.
No, I'm going in for their fix. My stock natural caveman tooth is cracked.
Okay, I got
you. So now they have to take it and, kind of whittle it down to the core.
Oh. Yep.
And then they put a temporary deal on it. And then I come back in 2 weeks, and I got my full-blown Tyrone Washington gold crown on.
Okay.
Yes, Anna, you are in charge of opening packages when they're not addressed to me or somebody personally.
Perfect.
Yep.
This is for the packages segment. You may open.
Thank you.
It may be for you. It may just be something the station needs. It may be, something.
It's something we need, especially me, because I like... Nuts.
Hmm.
I love nuts.
Okay, well,
especially almond nuts or sodium willies.
We're in the
on the go, lightly salted.
Blue diamond.
These are
almonds.
Awesome.
Does it say who they're from, Anna? You just don't tear it open and just worry about yourself. You try to pay homage to the person that sent us to us. It's probably on the Bubba Army wish list. Oh no, you probably don't know because you probably just
so frantically tore it open that you maybe the paperwork fell out.
There's nothing
you,
in here.
You started to pre-open it earlier, about a half an hour ago. Maybe
it was already kind of open, and then a little. I was just trying to peek in a little.
Right.
And there's nothing in there, Bubs.
It's from Donkey Teeth.
It's from Donkey Teeth.
Thank you, Donkey
Teeth.
I just got
a little birdie in my ear told me it's from Donkey Teeth.
All right, tell Donkey the man you love him, his agent.
Thank you.
You're the man.
His agent wife.
These are awesome.
Now, Anna, could you clean up your area there a little bit?
Oh,
sure. You got like two empty water bottles with a little tea deal.
Yeah, she got a new tumbler.
Oh, really?
Speaking of tumblers. Oh. I'm gonna talk about this on the air tomorrow, Blitz, during the regular show. But I might as well break it out now. Every month, I'm running merch in a little bit different. Other than the standard Bubba Army black and white deal,
t-shirt.
Which is t-shirt. That's probably all that I'm always gonna have. Maybe a Bubba Army hat.
Mm-hmm.
That you know. And so every month I'm gonna try to come up with a new thing that's only available for a month. If you guys remember 2 months ago, I came up with the metal sign that sold well. Then if you guys remember last month, it was the Dan, Anna, and Save the Diaco shirt.
Yep.
We went to two or three different runs on that deal.
Yep, Bruce.
And now, Blitz, I'm thinking about, because including myself, everybody that I know has like a Yeti, Arctic.
Yeah, Tervis.
Everybody has, you know, this, and they either drink their coffee or their water or their tea. Like Larry Plummer has one of these in his truck, and it has tea in it at all times.
Yes.
And like Travis has one, and it has water in it all the time. So I was thinking about, and I need to get your guys' opinion, and I really like this one. This one here that's got the Bubba Army. Now, somebody put a green, I don't know who sent this to me. It might have been Greg and Amy. Might have been Scout and Big Gulp.
Buzzer Bob?
Buzzer Bob sent me one that looked like a gun shell, which was pretty cool. But I'm thinking about making one, kind of, now I don't have the lids. They come with lids so you can sip your coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
But these things, like the Yetis and the Arctic, they really, really are pretty cool. Like, you can put a cold drink in there, and like, you know, it's far better than just styrofoam or, you know, just a regular can.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a ton of people that like these things.
And what are those made out of? Is it aluminum?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to have one of those if you're into the hot drink game. Because Tervis, no offense, they're great and they look cute, but they do not keep your drinks hot at all.
So, Blitz, what I'm thinking about doing, you know, like maybe two different ones. I think this might be the 20-ouncer. This might be the 32-ouncer. I don't know.
I can tell you.
I got...
Does it say it at the bottom?
Probably 16 and 20.
I was going to say 16 and 20.
Yeah, 16 and 20.
Let me look here.
Sure I don't think that's 16. This is 20.
Okay.
Or no, this is 16.
Oh. Yeah, that one's, yours exactly. is 16.
Yeah, mine's 16.
So there's 16 and 20.
Yeah, you're right.
Blitz is right. 16,
so what about 20. My two Blitz?
16 and 20.
16, all right, 20. So 16 and 20.
Yep.
Blitz, I don't know if I go, do I go to the 32 or are the 20s, like what would you say?
I'd go 16. Either I'd do 12, 16, and 20.
No, Anna, we don't, see, you don't understand the merchandise game.
Sorry.
You can't buy we really can't afford three different styles. We can only probably afford two.
But those are Arctic that you have in your hand, right?
Yes.
So they make them, those would be 20 and 30 ounce.
Yes,
they make them 10, 20, and 30.
I think this is a 20 and a 30.
Okay.
So I think that would be good.
Those are the best. Those two right there are the best sizes. Period.
Right, 100%. 20 and 30. Now the one thing, it wouldn't have the Packers insignia. Somebody obviously had this custom made for me. It would have the Bubba Army like that, and then either it would be double sided Bubba Army or Rainbow Rick said that he had my signature on file. It might have my signature on one side and Bubba Army on the other.
Darren Hall, 500 stars.
So do you think that I think Blitz, the Bubba Army, would just like the metal signs, would eat these up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do. I really do. Yep. I don't know what these things retail for.
Sometimes they're really expensive, like the Yeti ones are really expensive.
Yeti's way overpriced.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They started up, they were $100
but
a piece.
But Blitz kind of got me up to speed earlier today, and he's like, listen, everybody goes to Arctic. Or what is that? What the Blitz is?
The Arctic.
Arctic. It's kind of it's this just as good as Yeti, but it's half the price.
I've been buying Arctic stuff for years.
Blitz says only Dan would buy a true Yeti.
Yeah.
A guy that's got money to blow, because Arctic are just as good.
You're like, especially these days, you're stupid if you buy a Yeti. There's no point.
At that point, you're just buying a brand name.
They're usually what, $15, $20 bucks.
Yeah, they're about that. Yeah. $20
Is that what they retail for? The Arctic ones. What did the 20? I mean, what does a 20 and a 30 ounce Arctic retail for? Just straight, no artwork. Yippee-o.
Let's see.
For plain, it looks like $15.99 for the smaller one, the 20 ounce.
Yeah.
And then it looks like it can go up to $22.99 for the larger one, the 30 ounce.
All right. So
here, I'll send you the link, Bubba. That has the they have different colors. You can pick which color you'd like.
Oh, okay. So I can use this for, like, one, I'm going to have to see how much Rainbow Rick charges me for them.
Oh, yeah. And they have a wine tumbler.
By the way, oh, yeah, wine time. We don't want to see that. So let's say we were to go black. Where's the black at? Let me know. They don't think wait, they even offer black.
Isn't there?
They must.
Wait, what's that one next to blue?
This one?
No, lilac. Right? One more?
Palm.
Oh.
Palm. Graphite. And stainless.
The 30 ounce they offer black.
That's weird. All right.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Bottom row.
Right here. Black. Boom.
Yep.
30 ounce. What's it looking like?
$16.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's find it direct,
of,
right? That, yeah.
Well, hold on. That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
So hopefully Rainbow Rick can get them to
Actually,
me.
They're on sale even.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe $12.79
for your orange.
Rainbow Rick, maybe I need to buy the blanks or something. I need to get with you later today, Rainbow Rick, because I want to do...
I think that's a great idea.
Yep.
I really do.
Yes.
Super idea.
And I think, you know, I think that Rainbow Rick could probably turn them around fairly quickly, so I don't have to make, maybe I could order like, you know, like 100 of them or something.
Looks like they sell them, the 30 ounces come in cases of 30, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Either 90 or 120.
Ooh, I like that.
What would you do on the 20 since they don't have black, like the graphite one?
Maybe the graphite or the stainless. Let's see what, there's graphite. And they're stainless.
I like graphite. I like a matte, more matte
color.
We're
going with Blitz's recommendation.
All right.
So stainless is cool, but if you laser stainless, it'll be stainless on stainless.
Right.
So
graphite.
So
it
yeah,
is.
I'd have to do graphite.
Yeah.
Anna wins again.
By default.
Now these things are almost the same price as the 30s.
They're $11.19 a piece.
Wow. Yeah, buying them direct's way better.
Yeah. What about the 40s? I mean, Blitz, you might be. It might be
40s
worth...
are not on sale. They're $17.99.
Oh, yeah, but still, that's not that. I mean,
no,
yeah.
I know, I was kidding, but that's still cheap as hell.
Yeah, I mean, buy maybe a case of 40. I don't know. This is something I got to work. Rick, you got to
find
get
out
on...
because Rick probably has like a little, you know, a stand for his laser and all that. See what sizes he's
right.
set up for.
I'm gonna get with Rick today.
Yeah,
and then Blitz, what's this site?
That site,
Arctic.com, right?
ArcticOutdoors.com. It's their site,
right?
But,
so Rainbow Rick probably knows about all these prices.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Of course he does. So that's what I'm thinking about doing next. And
perfect.
I think,
you know me. I'll use it every day.
Let's maybe, you know, 60 of each and then, you know, see how long. I'll be like, Rick, how long would it take to order 60 more? You know, turnaround time. And that'll be, you know, maybe shoot for that to be
the,
our.
Yeah, 20 ounces come in cases of 48.
Yeah, two of those. And Blitz, and that could be maybe our June merch, you know, merch.
Although with
deal.
The sale, it's actually cheaper to buy them one at a time than buy the case.
Are you serious?
Yeah. By the case, they're $11.89 each. One at a time, they're $11.19 each.
So would you just put like 48 of them individually?
Yeah, I guess.
Right. So anyway, that's what I'm working on. I don't know what the Bubba Army thinks about that, whether you guys would order them or not, but I would hope if we could sell those like we did the metal signs, we'd be in the business.
Well, I'm going off of what chat's saying in Facebook and YouTube, and everyone says that they love it and would buy one.
I think so, too. I've had mine here for a while, and I was, you know, drinking this past weekend.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? in the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
As I was working on the race car water and just, you know, very not drinking. And like my water, my ice cube filled water lasted like outside like almost all day.
Yeah.
I had to cap on top of it and stuff. So I'm Rainbow Rick. We got to get on that. So Anna, you opened up the package. I talked about my new, now Blitz, remind me to talk about these on the regular show tomorrow.
The tumblers.
Because I might have some actual information. You know, I might be able to speak to Rick today and get it all dialed in.
And those, I'm trying to think, those might have came from President John as well.
They might have.
He gave us a bunch of them.
It's hard telling who they came from.
I know.
But one of our many greatest of peoples.
Mm-hmm.
So on a Thursday, you're at the airport.
Yes.
This is your first, now, a couple questions. Is this your first vacation with your boyfriend? Like, did you and Tomas take any vacations?
We went to a wedding.
I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable.
No, I'm trying to remember. We went to California for a wedding once. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, then I did that.
All right. So you guys get there. You guys flash a picture on Instagram. You guys look so cute. You really did. Yes.
Matching shirts.
Just everything. Everything was so cool about it. We didn't get
into
it.
So freaking cute.
So it's delayed so many times. And Blitz, what was the total delay? 3 hours?
Almost yes. 3 hours, yeah.
Just about three.
Were you full hot on the deal?
Blitz was getting a little annoyed, but he was cool.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? I mean,
right, yeah. Exactly.
And it probably wasn't, like, as far as, like, you had specific plans in Denver.
No, but we knew we were going to be tired as absolute.
Yeah,
fuck,
that's what,
right. So I could say.
Yeah,
I understand.
The one good thing is that we weren't on the plane delayed. We
right.
were
like so on the tarmac. We're like, hey, we got rear engine 9 or whatever.
Yeah, and that's the worst. So at least we were in the terminal. We could walk around if we wanted to get some food or snacks. We could go to the bathroom, whatever. Yeah.
So you finally get on the plane.
Yeah.
And where do you sit?
In the plane.
No, we were like in an exit aisle, and so the
now,
seats
is it
were fine.
Is it assigned seating, or is it just, pick?
No, it's assigned.
Okay.
It's always assigned.
Yeah,
now,
Blitz,
had you already gone on and picked the seats?
No.
No.
Oh, they don't
That's
have
no,
they
extra.
Charge, oh, they charge you like $50 to pick a seat
yeah,
per ticket.
Yeah, for seat selection.
Oh, for you, so you're random willing.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Were you able to get together?
Yes.
Now, do you get your seat when you check in?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And they had you.
I prepaid for bags, so we didn't have to pay for that.
All right.
What
do they have you in? 12, 13, 18?
12.
Row 12.
Oh, I had to check my bag in first, and I got firearms.
Yeah, how did that go?
So I got to the counter finally because it was a long wait. And I
oh,
guess,
my fucking God.
So I guess.
Oh my God,
I guess
you just scared
it's like
me.
A goddamn auction
Hold
in
on,
Frontier.
I just freaked out because I forgot we were on Uncensored and she threw the F-bomb.
Oh, sorry.
My little pee-pee went in its hole right now.
I know.
Like, oh, my God.
When she said it a second ago, I said the same thing.
And it was a hard fuck, too. It was like,
yes.
Like, oh, my.
So I guess Tim
my
International,
little pee-pee.
Tim International Airport, I guess they forgot we have this thing called air conditioning. I know it's a weird concept, but...
Well, Travis is running behind and sending Jamie's book, too.
Jamie's slammed.
And apparently, I'm not trying to throw Frontier under the bus, but I'm about to. Like, we got there really early for a reason, and they were just like, oh, no, we don't want him from Denver if you're going to... Yeah,
if you're going to Denver, stand against the wall.
Ellipses or fucking... What was it? New York.
Yeah.
So people that were running late... Yeah, I slipped. People that were running late were just obviously able to cut the line.
So they were fast-tracking the guys.
Right, I'm like, the whole point...
And penalizing those who were responsible.
Exactly. I'm like, what's the point of coming early?
Yep. Yeah,
this is a goddamn auction.
Right.
So we were getting penalized, and then you don't know, people didn't know where the line was, so people are just cutting everybody.
There was like three different lines that didn't make sense.
And Blitz had a gun, he's trying to check it in.
Yeah.
So I told the person, I was like, yeah, I need to declare that a firearm. She's like, oh, okay, well, and then she like do a bunch of paperwork. And then, it's, when you travel with a gun, you don't just hand the bag. You have to follow them to TSA where it like...
Do a special check.
It's a special area.
Right.
and they check your bag right there in front of you. They run it through the machine. They have like a special machine. And because once it's checked from there, they're not allowed to open it without you being there.
Right.
Which is awesome. That's like half the reason why I do it. They can't do anything to your bag unless you're there.
Right.
Watching
they them. Actually put a seal on it, don't they?
No.
They don't?
Nope.
I thought they put a seal on it. But anyway, nope. Nonetheless.
But you can put a non-TSA lock on it.
Oh.
Okay. After they've checked it.
Yep.
Right. So they check your bag. They see that you got gun, you got ammo, but you're doing it the right way. It's going to sit in the belly of the plane. It's not a hand grenade like Whitey Pippen tried to put off. And right. It's going to be okay.
Right.
Then at that point, you now probably then walk through TSA.
Then
right?
We go through the TSA checkpoint.
TSA, yeah. Right. So security. You get there. It gets delayed 3 hours. Blah blah blah. And you're
finally
on
the plane.
Finally get on the plane. How was the flight?
It was fine.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
She didn't like it because it had some bumps and stuff.
Oh, just a little bumps? That's nothing.
It wasn't bad.
A little bit of turbulence.
It wasn't bad.
Blitz, just standard turbulence?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's
now,
pretty uncomfortable.
Now, Anna, are you clinging at this point? Are you like clinging to him? Are you holding him?
I'm trying to lean on him because I was in the middle seat at the beginning of the flight. So yeah. I can lean back because I couldn't recline.
Now, Blitz, are you aisle or window?
Window.
Okay.
And he is just having a ball. Like, he is recording everything
checking.
From the fucking wing to the wheel to the this right, to the, right. Oh, look at that plane. Oh, look at that plane. It's a 7. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
But
she's like
point,
a real Debbie Downer when it comes
and
to
at this point,
fun.
Man, you don't Yo. Real, well, but you got to understand.
It's just like
Blitz
everything.
Blitz is at the airport on an airplane
oh,
looking at other airplanes
full,
on an active
yeah.
fucking, he's
got an erection the entire time.
He's
nothing
nine,
I've done.
He's 9.5, 3/4 yeah. hard right. at this point, and you mean nothing to him. Like
absolutely nothing to him.
Bullshit.
No, he's jizzing, has nothing to do with me.
Fucking wet rag on over there.
Yeah. He's just.
All right.
Yeah.
So Blitz
is marking out
normal taxi, but I'm sure you're fucking fully into it. You're looking at it. You're
yep.
looking at the fucking rudder. I mean, at the flaps. You're looking at
yes.
You know what was those, the Arion, the alien. What are those
yep.
things?
Arion.
Oh, whatever those
yep.
fucking things are.
Aileron.
Aileron. Yeah, you're looking at the aileron. Oh, this could be a credit card. Hold on. This could be a. I love answering these live on the air. I really do. Hello.
Hello, this is Catherine, and I am calling from Medicare Health Services. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and I need some health care.
We are giving you a call because new Medicare
recording.
Plans just became available, and you may not be getting all the coverage and benefits you qualify for with your current plan. I
yeah.
just have a few quick questions for you, and I will get you over to an agent to review your coverage options.
I'm on Obamacare.
Are you covered under Medicare Part A and Part B?
I'm on Obamacare. Hello? I'm Obama,
yes.
man. That's the only thing that motherfucker did right. He's got me some free health care. Love him. Go
okay.
Obama. I would
you
take...
have a plan. You may not be getting all the coverage.
I'd rather have Obama than what we got now. Hello?
Oh, they hung up on you.
That's how you.
They don't like Obama.
That's
either.
How you reverse scam a scammer.
Yeah,
is you fuck with them. All right, Blitz. So he'd be like, okay, welcome to flight 95-949 or 49 or 49 or 69 direct flight to Denver, ladies and
mm-hmm.
gentlemen. Sorry for the delay, but we'll be having you there in about 4 hours and 15 minutes.
And Frontier is like a low cost, so
yeah.
they don't have like TVs in the seats or
right, none of that bullshit.
None of that. But
barely got a seatbelt.
Barely. But we had an exit row, so I actually had a little bit of leg room, so
yeah.
that wasn't too bad.
But nice. Then the trade-off is that your seats don't recline at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
okay.
I didn't like that.
Blitz likes being upper, stiffed up, good
no,
posture.
No, I
job.
Do not.
No,
poor guy
was so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
so
the leg room's good, too,
you
though.
Take off, boom. No, nothing really. What's Anna doing, for the entire flight? Just,
trying
to
sleep.
I'm snacking. I gotta go make urine.
Some bitch almost had a baby.
Oh, yeah, the second we took off.
Snack.
This bitch that I was joking about before we ever boarded the plane, I'm like, oh, watch, she's gonna have a baby on the plane.
And she was pregnant.
Yeah, and of course, as soon as we take off, she's blah, blah, blah.
Throwing up.
In the bag. And then she's got to change seats, and I couldn't exactly tell who all she was with because there's a few people that was going back and forth, like checking on her, kind of.
There's a whole white trash event.
Yeah.
And right next to us was a German Shepherd in the middle seat, just like a passenger.
Oh,
ears
that was so funny.
Little ears popping out.
Yeah. This German Shepherd had his own seat.
Service dog.
Yeah.
Was he like a real service dog?
Yeah, I think he was with a veteran.
This service dog deal is a fucking shakedown.
Sure is.
It really is. All right.
Well, he was the best, mannered. passenger on the plane.
All right, so you get to Denver.
Yeah.
Now, you literally have to walk 416 miles. It's the biggest airport known to man.
Well, we didn't take the little tram, so we walked it. Oh, you can see it. Oh, he's so cute. Can you see it?
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
Look at that little guy.
Yeah, he's like ready.
He's like a real person.
Not one peep. Not one little bark.
The dog was perfect.
No, no nothing.
You know what?
And everyone's taking selfies with it and taking pictures.
Well,
he was he was a fucking rock star, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Good for him.
He was great.
Yeah, and he was a good boy, too.
He was such a good boy.
All right. Nothing's worse than the opposite of that. Some little yappy fuck.
I know.
That doesn't know its role. This is probably a legitimate service dog. All right, so you land in Denver, you don't take the tram, you walk, and you get your bags.
Yeah, and then we have to go take a shuttle to the rental car place, get the rental car, and then...
That wasn't too bad, though.
No, it wasn't until this woman belched extremely loudly.
Holy shit.
It was very alarming.
It was like, there was like three agents there at the rental car place, and then me and Anna. That was it. There was nobody else there because it was late at night. And we're checking in, and this lady's literally 5 feet from us, and she just goes, like super loud.
Like Bubba Clem at home?
No, dude, Bubba, worse than what you would do.
But she's at work.
Yeah, so.
Loud, and like wet, loud.
You get your car. What kind of car you got?
A pickup truck.
The agent that helped us was very helpful, but maybe one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
And it was very hard for me to focus on anything but like the moles on her gob.
Did you rent a pickup truck?
So it's one, like no, it's one of those like, hey, you pick any of on this aisle.
Okay.
Oh,
and they
nice.
Had a pickup truck, so I was like, hell yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
It was a Nissan Titan, so
plus
it's not too bad.
All you're out in the mountains.
It was an awesome car.
Right. It was a four by four.
All right,
like great.
So, 4-wheel drive with a bed.
All right. Yep. Did you guys end up? Did you fuck in the back of the bed?
No.
Did you fuck in the truck?
No.
Nothing. Blitz was looking for a little bed fuck.
Honor
for real. Like I'm just gonna say he was looking for a little outdoor look at the skies. I'm getting head in the back of the tailgate deal.
Yep.
Oh.
For real. Like for real.
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We like that.
All right.
Lay back in the back of the truck, especially if the tailgate's all clean and this one was, and look at the stars and get sucked.
That sounds dirty. I don't like the way you say it.
Okay, true. It is dirty.
Pleasure my partner.
Blitz, am I wrong?
Like to look at the stars and get sucked.
Yeah, nothing's better than be in the back of your pickup truck, Lummy, and do what?
Get sucked.
No,
Lummy.
God damn it,
Lummy. You fucked it up.
Hey, look at the stars and get sucked?
Yeah, that was a...
Sorry, look at the stars and get sucked.
No, I'm tired of the sorry. You Lummy. Keep fucking up. And now we're ending the show.
Good job, Lummy.
Well, that was Denver. It was great.
No, we're going to pick up Denver. We're picking up.
No, you said one day, Joe.
You said one day only.
No, bitch. I got the chance to make it, too. I'm the boss around here. We will open up with Blummel Denver tomorrow.